After the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, the psukim in Zechariah relate that the Klal Yisrael adopted on their own a minig to fast on Tisha B'Av and some Gedalia and Asara B'Teves and so on. And then when the second Beis Hamikdash was built, so they sent a shaila to the Nevi'im, to the prophets, to the Nevi'im and the Beis Hamikdash, that in Zechariah Ha'efka B'Chodesh HaChamishi Hinozer, should I still continue to cry on Tisha B'Av as we were crying for the last 70 years? Should we observe Tisha B'Av? So the Navi gave a very unclear answer. The Navi said, what are you asking me? You don't listen to Rabban Shlom speaking. You don't listen to what I say anyway. I told you you should keep the mitzvahs, Shabbos and Kashrus, and you should keep Shiluach Avodim, Ben Adam Lachavera, Ben Adam Lamokim. You don't listen to me. So, and you didn't listen, that's why I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So do whatever you want. Don't ask me, do whatever you want, because you're not listening to me anyway. Then Navi concludes and he says, Tzomar Vi, Tzomar Hamishi, the Gemara has different pshatim, we assume, Nisaniya Sivan Tammuz, Tzomar Vi is Shivasa B'Tammuz, Tzomar Hamishi is Tisha B'Av and so on, Tzomar Shvi is Tzom Gedalia. Yil Asasan Simcha LeBeis Yisrael. So the Navi gives a three different answers. First he says, do whatever you want, you're not listening to me. Then correlate tzom, he calls it a tzom arvi, a tzom hachamishi, implying that you have to fast. Then he says, you're not allowed to fast, you should celebrate a yontif. So the Gemara asks, it's a three-way steer. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah interprets the psukim in Zechariah that when there is a Beis HaMikdash, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, so you don't fast, and you're not allowed to fast. When you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so sometimes if there's outright persecution against the Jewish people, outright anti-Semitism, and they're attacking the Jews, then you mechuyav to fast midibrei kabbalah. Until then, the Taneisim are only mitam minig. And then the Navi approved the minig, so he elevated the level of this, of the chiyuv to fast on Asar B'Teves, Tzom Gedalia, and so on, and Tisha B'Av. He elevated the level to the level of Dibri Kabbalah. Dibri Kabbalah, the Gemara has a lotion, sometimes it's a Dibri Kabbalah, Dibri Torah Damya. We treat it like a real Din D'Oraisa because it's recorded in Tanakh. And when it's when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Gzeiros HaShmad against the Jews, then it's Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim. Then it's optional. If you want to, there's a kiyum to fast because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And if you don't want to, you don't have to fast. How come today everybody assumes you have to fast? The Tosfos quotes from the Tanachas Gedolos, Kvar Shavu Alai Choyvim, that the meaning has developed that that you have to fast. What does that mean exactly? The meaning of Kvar Shavu Alai Choyvim? So that's a machlekes to Mechaba and the Ramah, what that means. The Mechaber says that the Shabbos before Bahab, you always announce in Shul, you say Mishaberach, whoever fasts Bahab. And everybody says Amen. So some of the people say Amen, Amen, they have in mind their Mekabel Tainus. Other people say Amen, a blessing on their heads of the people who are going to fast. Amen, good. A bracha, you say Mishaberach. It depends what you have in mind. If you say Amen and you have in mind Kabbalah's Hatainus, so it's a Kabbalah Satan. So the Mechaber writes, it sounds true regarding Shivasa B'Tamas and San Gedalia and not Tisha B'Av, that Kvar Shavu Alai Chayva means that the minig is that the Shabbos before, in other words, yesterday, the Shabbos before San Gedalia, they announce in Shul, they say a Mishaberach for anyone who's going to fast. And the minig is that everybody's Mekabel Tainus. That's the minig. Everybody's Mekabel Tainus. The Ramah disagrees, and he says by the Ashkenazim, we don't say a Mishaberach before Tzom Gedalia Shavasa B'Tamuz. The minig is Yimachuyif to fast. The Mechaber learns the minig is when Mekabel Tainus. And the Rama says, no, the minig is mechayv that you have to fast. Not that minig is that you volunteer, that you mekabel tainus. That's why the pashtus is, there's another machlokes is the mechayv and the Rama, the shitasam, on some Gedalion, Shibasa B'tamus, is the ima mutter or not. There's a Gemara in Brochus, the Gemara in the second parak in Brochus, the Gemara discusses what if a woman is cooking soup and she wants to taste the soup just to see whether it has the right flavoring. She forgot whether she put it in enough salt or too much this or enough of that. So she wants me to emes a poleta. She wants to taste it in her mouth and then spit it out. She doesn't plan to swallow. So that's the Gemara has a shaila, whether you need a bracha or not. So the Gemara says, matemes doesn't require a bracha. She's just going to put it in her mouth and spit it out just to taste it. No bracha is required. Then the Gemara says, what about anatainis? What about anatainis? So the Gemara says, well, if the person was mekabel tainis on himself, so it's binding mitam neder, so binadurim halocha chaloshim adam, so it depends what did he have in mind. You have three prokim in the middle of Nedorim, where the Mishnayis tell you if a person took a neder not to eat this and not to drink that and not to do this, what's included, what's not included. And it all depends, Bizman HaTanayim, they tell you the neder was taken in Hebrew, what's included in that expression that he used. Bizman HaZen, Eretz Yisrael, they speak Hebrew totally differently. So all those dinim in Mishnayis, all the dinim in the Shulchan Aruch won't apply Bizman HaZen. If a person lives in America, he takes a neder in English. In Europe, they took a neder in Yiddish. So you have to figure out the whole new story, what's included, what's not included. Then Dorm Haloch, Ahaloshim and Yodim, the Meiri repeats that Loshin. You have around 20, 30 blot in the middle of the Dorm that everything depends on Loshim and Yodim. The Gemara establishes in Loshim and Yodim, this includes this and this does not include that. What Loshin means, what's in the Meiri, always comments on every single Gemara. Ba'osa Mokam and Ba'osa Zmakam. That's the way they spoke Hebrew in the days of the Tanaim and Eretz Yisrael. Bizman HaZeh, we don't necessarily speak the same type of Hebrew. And in a different country, even Bizman HaMishnah, it's not necessarily the same. It's Ba'osa Mokam and Ba'osa Zmakam. So the Gemara has a Shaila, when the person is Mekabel, let's say a person has Yartzeit, or he's getting married, whatever, so he's Mekabel, Tainis, Tefeas. So it was included in the neder tainus, in the dorm halacha chaloshim and the odim, should be assumed that achila shdiya kabel alei teima loy kabel alei teima was not included, or should be assumed that even teima is included. The suffix being what's included in loshim and the odim. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that teima is not included. That just like matemes doesn't need a bracha if the woman is cooking. The Gemara talks about a woman cooking. Same thing if a man. The Gemara calls it matemes. A woman is cooking. Sometimes you have a man as the chef. So one is Toim or Poilet. He put that on Tosis learns Pshat. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. But Tosis learns the person is tasting the food and spitting it out. They're not swallowing. They're just tasting it to see if it has flavoring, if it has the right flavoring. Because they want to cook the soup for Matzoi Tanis. They want to eat it tonight. So just like Nigmar says, Matemes doesn't require a broche. So we assume Matemes to taste something on the Tainis is Mutter. Because it's not included in Losh Mariyot. That wasn't included in the Neder. So Tosfos says on that Gemara, it would appear that this is only when the person took a Neder Tainus, a Tainus Yachid. So then we're discussing, was Te'ima included in the Losh Mariyot or not? But if it's Tainus HaTzuvim, if it's a Tainus that's written in Tanakh, in Treyos, in the Novi Zechariah, so then Tosfos assumes that for sure Te'ima is also. So that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. What's the story of Bizman HaZeh on some Gedalia? So the Mechaber writes that the Ima is Mutar. And the Ramah writes that the Ima is also. So the Pashto says that it's Lishit, the Bir Agra seems to imply that it's Lishitosim. The Mechaber holds that when the Bahag said, Kvashavyu Alayu Choyva, that the meaning is that everybody fasts. So what he meant to say was, Mechaber says what he meant to say was that the Shabbos before Tzom Gedalia, they make a Mishnah Berach and Shul, and everybody says Amen, and everybody should have in mind to be Mekabel Tainus. So it's a Neder Tainus. Everyone took a Neder Tainus. So a Neder Tainus, we assume, Achir Eshtiyah Kabel Alei Teim Aloi Kabel Alei. He didn't mean to include Teima. Mechaber Shitaseh writes that Teima is Mutter on these Tainus. Masheni Kein De Ramah, the Ramah says that you don't need to say the Mishnah Berach on Shabbos. What the Baha'i meant to say was that you mechuyev to fast on Tzom Gedalia today. He said mechuyev to fast. So there's nothing to pilpa whether team is included or not included. Taisis quoted the Rabbeinu Hananel that on Tainis Aksuvim, on the Tainis written in Tanakh, you mechuyev to fast. Doesn't depend on your neder. Then Te'ima is awesome. So that's why the Rama assumes that Te'ima is awesome on all of these Tanis. In Shulchan Aruch it says that on the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the only time is optional, Ratzim Asanim, Ratzim Asanim, that's only on Tzom Gedalia and Shivasa B'Tammuz. But on Tisha B'Av, since Huchpul Bo HaTzores, twice that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and other Tzores happened, so that's not optional. That is not optional. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av that Achodu Shem B'Sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. To be permitted to eat on Yom Kippur, you have to have a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, but to be permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av, even a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is also mud. Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana means that if by fasting, it will interfere with his ability to function normally. Sometimes a person is so weak, even if he will eat, he's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. So then he has no head to eat. But if he's so weak that because he's going to fast, this will prevent him from being able to function normally. He's going to have to lay in bed the whole day, or whatever. And if he wouldn't have fasted, if he would have eaten, then it would have been able to function. So then the fasting makes him into Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. So then he says he's allowed to eat. So the Mechaber writes in the Shulchan Aruch, even on Tisha B'Av, Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is permitted to eat. So the Taz disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odom. Ramban was a doctor, so the Ramban wrote a whole sefer Torah Sa'odom. When a baby is born, how do you deal with the baby? And what if the baby is born on Shabbos? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? When the baby gets sick, when you diaper the baby, Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Chayla, Hilchas Refuah. He goes through all the dinim. And then he says, what happens when the baby dies? So he goes to Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. Baby dies at the age of 120. So he goes to the dinim of Tumas Kohanim, he goes to the dinim of Aninus and Avelus, and much of the Shulchan Aruch in the end of Yerodei Chelu Gimel is based on the Ramban and the Torah Sa'odim. So once the Ramban is talking about Avelus, so he talks about Avelus at Tisha B'Av also, he talks about the other Tanaisim. So the Ramban is the one, Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Ramban. Ramban is the one that says that on Tisha B'Av, Chodesh Shem B'Sakana is permitted to eat. So the Taz says that he doesn't think we should paskan like this Ramban. He thinks we should paskan like the Rabbeinu Tam. Who's the Rabbeinu Tam? The Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the page of the Rambam. We mentioned many times the Hagos Maimini is not a commentary on the Rambam. It just he makes believe the Rambam didn't exist. He just tells you what Tosfos has to say about all these topics. So he quotes a psak of the Rabbeinu Tam that once there was a chila She'ein bo sakana on Tzom Gedalia. So the Rabbeinu Tam said that if fasting on Tzom Gedalia would have been Medibri Kabbalah, then he would have said that if it would have been the Tzibui of the Novi, then you mechuyev to fast, then he would have said that din is Dibri Kabbalah Kedibri Torah Damya. The Gemara has such an expression. The Gemara has such an expression in a totally different context, but the Rabbeinu Tam has extended it. So he says, since Kedivya Kabbalah, Kedivya Torah Damyan, so just like to eat on Yom Kippur is their Isis, so you know, you're only permitted to eat if you're Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, Sofek Sakana, so too to eat on Tzom Gedalia would have only been mutter for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, Sofek Sakana, if fasting on Tzom Gedalia would have been Medivya Kabbalah. But he says, Haim Pizmanazer, let's say during the period of the Crusades, it, according to the way the Ramban learned, there was Medivya Kabbalah. Because there was no Beis HaMikdash, and there was a Gzeres HaShmad, they were killing the Jews during the Second World War, when the Nazis were killing the Jews in Europe. So that was a Shas HaShmad. When you have a Gzeres HaShmad against the Jews, then you talk mechuyev to fast Medivya Kabbalah. And the Ramban writes in the Torah Sa'odam, the Magen Avraham quotes this, the Bi'ur Agro quotes it, that the Ramban writes in Torah Sa'odam, that Mi'ikar Adin, all the Taneisim are really the same. Leila Ki Yomo, supposed to fast all 24 hours, and all the Chamisha Inuim, it's not just on Tisha B'Av. It's only because Bizman Azeh, the other Taneisim, Aratzim misanim, aratzim emisanim. It's optional. Some gedali shavasa b'tamis asar b'tevis. Only it's aratzim misanim, aratzim emisanim. But if the minig has a kvash hayu alay chayvo, so since it's only a minig to fast, so the minig is only fast by yom, you don't fast by laila. And the minig is you only observe achidush there, you don't observe all the other chamisha inuit. But whenever it would really be meikir adin, that you mechuyif to fast, as a gzeira against the Jewish people. So at that time it's medina, it's midiri kabbalah, then it's taka chamisha inuim, and leila kiyom, then you have to fast the whole time. That's when the Magar Avraham quotes from the Shaloh, that he recommends that a bal nefesh yachmer al atzmo, one should observe on some gedali shavasa b'tamos, one should observe all the chamisha inuim, and one should observe leila kiyomo as well. He just recommends you shouldn't observe nilas hasandal. He says when you want to observe amidas chasidus, so that's nice if you do it privately, but advertise to the public what your amidas chasidus is, that's not nice. So he says the guy's got, everyone's going to be walking with normal shoes. He's going to be the only mishugan wearing sneakers. So they're all going to realize, oh, he's observing amidas chasidus and he doesn't want to wear sandal. He wants to observe a chumrah of amidas sandal on some gedalia, and no one else is doing it. If half the people walk around in sneakers, and he himself half the time walks around in sneakers, so on some gedalia, should take away sneakers, he should observe. Then leila kiyoma also, if it's leil matzoi Shabbos, it's some gedalia. So there's a real gemara, a real din, you're supposed to observe malava malka, you're not supposed to fast balayla. So that's a real din. So you don't observe the midas chasidus to observe leila kiyoma at the expense of a real din of having malava malka. But if some gedali falls out any other night, other than Matzoi Shabbos, so then the Shaloh recommends, Magen Avraham quotes the Shaloh, that one should be machmeh leila kiyom on chamisha inuim. Again, if his wife just came from the mikveh that night and is a chiyuv oino, so then he shouldn't observe amidas chasidus to observe leila kiyom on chamisha inuim at the expense of violating the din of chiyuv oino. But his wife didn't come from the mikveh. He should arrange to be with his wife some other time. So the more correct is, that's a midas chasidus, observe leila kiyom and all chamisha inuim. Because when some gedalia used to be medivri kabbalah, when it would be medivri kabbalah, when there's no beis hamikdash and there is a gzeiras hashmad, they're persecuting the Jews, then you mechuyif medina to fast, then the Ramban says you have to observe all the things. That's why the Gemara has a din. A strange halacha, you only have to fast by yom, let's say, some gedal you only fast by yom, but what if the person went to sleep and they woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning? So it's not yet alos al shachar. So if the tonus only begins by yom, he should be allowed to eat. So the Gemara says no, he's only allowed to eat if he made a tanai in advance before he went to sleep. If he didn't make a tanai in advance, then he's not allowed to eat. Why is he not allowed to eat? It's not some gedal yet. Some gedal only begins in the daytime. So you see from the Gemara, that's what Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole yahrzeit drasha on this topic. So he said, you see from the Gemara that the Tanis, the Yoyim HaTanis really begins the night before, because Mi'ikar Adin, when it was Medivri Kabbalah, he mechuyif to fast Leila Kiyoma. Leila Kiyoma. And at Medina the Gemara, he say, Aneinu by Ma'ariv, even though he planned to go home. You say Ma'ariv HaMatzoi Shabbos, then you go home and you're going to eat supper. So the Medina the Gemara is supposed to say, Aneinu Balayla. Why? Because today is B'yom Tzom Taniseinu. He doesn't plan to fast. He's going to go home and eat Malava Malka. But still, Medina Gemara, you say, Aneinu. Why? Because it is the Yom HaTonis. It is the Yom HaTonis. Yeah, we don't recite Aneinu. You have a meaning. We only say Aneinu by Mincha, if we done Mincha, because we usually done Mincha at the end of the day, so you know that you succeeded in fasting the whole day. We're afraid that it may turn out to be Dovish Garden. The fellow's going to say Aneinu, B'yom Tzom Taniseinu, by Ma'ariv or by Shachris, and then he's going to forget, and he's going to eat, or he won't feel well, he's going to eat in the afternoon. So then we're afraid it'll turn out that he's a dovish karm. So we have a minig that we only say aneinu when you daven mincha. Yeah, we have in yeshiva, we have a practice, you daven mincha so early. So you got a long time till the end of the fast. So that's questionable. What did we accomplish by removing aneinu from Ma'ariv and Shachris? He's going to daven mincha at 1:30. So he may still forget to eat. He may not feel. He may have to eat. That's a problem. The Chazan says on Neinu, a bracha b'fnei atzma even a shachris, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's loy molet. Somebody from the tzibur is going to fast, even if the Chazan doesn't fast, even if you don't have 10 people fasting, but someone is going to fast. So the Chazan says The Chazaras Hashatz is not only for himself, not his, not that he says two Shmon Esrus. He says Balachash, then he says Bekobrom. Second Shmon Esrus is for the whole Tzibur. So since the, for sure there's going to be somebody in this Tzibur who is going to fast, so Aneinu is in place for the Chazan.
I think I once heard, I'm not sure if it's true, that even if you're davening Mincha early, though, isn't it past Chatzos already? So if you fast the Chatzos, at least you could say Aneinu for that, or is that not true?
If a person plans to eat, then you should not say Aneinu.
You might come by accident, but at least you did the Chatzos.
So okay, that could be. True? I don't know. Could be. But if he does plan, some people think mistakenly that they can say Aneinu when they have mincha one thing, even though they plan to eat later on. Choyle miskein or whatever. So that's not right. They plan to eat. So the common practice is you don't say Aneinu. Some achronim hold to say Aneinu b'yom tzom tani seinu. It's a tiny tzibur. If it's a tiny yachid, you don't say Aneinu if you don't plan to fast. But a tiny tzibur, maybe you do say Aneinu, but we don't have that practice. We assume whoever plans to eat shouldn't say Aneinu.
Why don't we say Aneinu, why don't
Yechidim
say Aneinu as a bracha
b'fnei atzmo? I don't know. Why does the Chazan, the Gemara says that we spoke about it, that on Rosh Hashanah you should really say 10 brachas. We have to quetch them into 9 because there's no source for a tefillah with 10 parts. So where is there a source for a tefillah with 20 parts? The Gemara said there's a source for a tefillah with 18 parts. Then when they added on the Lamashina, they made a source for 19 parts. A source for 24 brachas on a tiny tzibur. The Chazan would add another 6 brachas to the Chazar Sasha, added up to 24. 18 and 6 is 24. Where's the source for, there's no source for 10, so there's no source for 20. So how come? I don't know. I don't know how come the Chazan does say a bracha of the Asma, the tzibur, the Yechidim, but I don't remember that. The Gemara explains it, why that is so.
The question is like, brushing teeth, they're washing out one's mouth in the morning, is that like related to
Tima,
or is that even
Tima's? The Pashtus is that Tima is, according to the Ramah, Tima is Osir. Tima is only Osir if you put in something that's Roy Lachila. So it's a Hashash Shem or Yoichon. So if the woman is tasting the soup, even if she forgot the salt, it's still going to be tasty. Still Roy Lachila. So if you rinse a mouth with water, then it's, according to the Ramah, that should be Osir. If you rinse your mouth with mouthwash that doesn't taste good, so that should be mutter. Even according to the Mechaber, that should be mutter. You're not allowed to eat something that's nifsam achila, that says in Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't eat dovish and nifsam achila, because if you're eating it, so it's achshave. So you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it's royal achila. But if I'm not eating it, I'm rinsing my mouth out and intending to spit everything out with the mouthwash, then a little bit may be swallowed. So you can't say achshave on a little bit that I swallow. If it's not Roel Achila, it's not called Achila. The only reason why you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'av, Dvarim that are not Roel Achila, because of Achshavei. So on the little bit that you swallow, that's not Achshavei. So the Pashtus is, if you use toothpaste, not Roel Achila. If you use mouthwash, that should be not Roel Achila. That should be Mutter B'Cholodes. If you want to rinse your mouth with water, rinse out your mouth with water, that should be totally in the Machlek, is the Mechaber and the Ramo.
What if you're like washing and after you brush your teeth?
Probably the toothpaste is, I think the dentists recommend you should not wash out. They say you lose the whole value of brushing your teeth with Colgate if you rinse it out with water. They say the toothpaste has whatever it's supposed to have, fluoride, and that's healthy to leave it on the teeth. They say you don't want to have a whole mouthful of the stuff, so you spit it out, but they say if you rinse your mouth out, you lose the whole effect. But let's say before they came to that realization. So in the garden used to be everybody rinsed out their mouth. And someone's going to be so much toothpaste in your mouth that the water is going to become nifsa ma'achila. So the mistama is also not royal achila. So I'm also not a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan writes about rinsing your mouth out. I don't think he had mouthwash. I think he's talking about rinsing your mouth out with water. So he says on Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur you're not allowed to, and on the other Tanaisim you are allowed to. I thought I'll be pashtun, rinsing your mouth with water. That's what it means to imo. You put something in your mouth that's royal achil, and you plan not to swallow it. You're going to be poilated. So why does he write that it's mutter? I don't understand. I thought that was a difficult Aruch HaShulchan, why he says that imo is mutter. Now, so Rejik pointed out that it's very interesting that this, the Shaila was asked of the Nevi'im, And then the words of the Navi are so obscured you would never know what the Navi said. So he says, because the Balabata made a mistake. When you have a Shani, you're not supposed to ask a Navi, you're supposed to ask a Talmud Chacham, a Rav. So that's why the Navi gave the answer in such an obscure way. Nobody knows what the answer was until the Gemara tells you what the Navi said. So bottom line, the Psak was given by the Rabbanim. It wasn't given by the Navi. So that was the Psak. The Psak was that there are three Chilukei Dinim. So the Rabbi Natam is quoted by the Agos Maimonides that there was once a Chaylo Shem B'Sakona on some Gedalia. So he said, B'Zman Hazeh, during the period of the Crusades, then it would be Medivri Kabbalah, that you would be Mukhiyev to fast on some Gedalia. Medivri Kabbalah, so you would only be Maker like on Yom Kippur. Medivri Kabbalah, Kedivri Torah Damya. That's a Loshin on the Gemara in Tainus, but on the Gemara means a different thing. He didn't take it out of context, but he extended what the Gemara said. So the in the context in the Gemara is a totally different thing. The Gemara says that the day before and the day after Yamim Tov Maminus, you're not allowed to fast because Yamim Tov Maminus is the only with the Rabbanan, so you need Chizuk. But the day before and after Ariel Yantav, then you are allowed Yantav Deraisa, Shabbat Deraisa, that you are allowed to fast because Divrei Torah don't need Chizuk. Then the Gemara says Divrei Kabbalah, Ki Divrei Torah Damyan. It's a totally different story over there. Whether you need chizuk, you don't need chizuk. Gemara is not talking halacha l'maisa. The Rabbi Natam took that from the Gemara, and he went further. That divrei kabbalah k'divrei Torah damyan. When fasting on some Gedalia would have been midivrei kabbalah, let's say during the period of the Crusades, they were killing the Jews right and left. So then you would be mechuyev to fast midivrei kabbalah. So then the only hetter would be for a chodesh yesh b'sakan. But if it's not during that period of time, so the whole fasting is only so then his kasha, it's only a minik. So it's only a minik. So then he says that chodesh b'sakan is allowed to eat. So the Rabbi Natam only said this. So the Taz Taimers, Rabbi Natam only said this. Some Gedalia, he never said it on Tisha B'Av. Why not? Because Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says, so the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, so that's not dependent on ratzim b'sanim, ratzim b'sanim. So therefore, on Tisha B'Av, Yom Chuyif to fast Medivri Kabbalah, until the days of the Binyan of the second base Hamikdash, the fasting on Tisha B'Av was only a minute. Fasting on all of these Taneis was a minute. But then when the Yester Navi, when they built the second base Hamikdash, Ha'efka B'Chodesh HaChamishi Hinozer, should we still cry on Tisha B'Av, Chodesh HaChamishi? And the Navi came up with this whole fantastic three-part psak. Sometimes you have to fast, sometimes not. And then the Navi said, now you have to fast on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av now became, it was elevated from the level of a minik to a level of a Divrei Kabbalah. Din de Rabbanan has the approval of the Beis Din Shamayim, because it was incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh. So that's the Taz's Taina against the Mechaber. Why did the Mechaber quote this Ramban, that a Chodesh Eish B'Sakan is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av, should only be Mutter, a Chodesh Eish B'Sakan, because Tisha B'Av is Medivrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah K'Divrei Torah Damyan. Yeah. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva where he says, where he writes that during the lifetime of the Taz, the Rashbon Rosh Hashanah was not yet printed. So he didn't have access, it was just a manuscript. And even if it would have been printed, the Taz was a very poor man. He hardly had any Svarim at all. And they say that he once, Amercha Svarim was passing through Krakow, and he was selling an Aguda. Sefer Aguda by the Rishon, and he had never seen an Aguda before, so he said he'd like to look at this Sefer, he'd like to take it home to look at it. So he stayed up all night and he went through the whole Aguda, and then he gave it back the next day to the Merchus. He said, I can't afford it, I can't afford to buy it, but because I went through the whole Sefer last night, I'm going to pay you part of the cost. He couldn't afford to buy that, to keep it, but he borrowed the Sefer and he used the whole thing. So they say whenever he quotes an Aguda, it's always from memory. That one night that he burned, he had hardly any svar. So he was on occasion, he was Matar and Aguna. He was Matar and Aguna just with a Gemara and a Rambam. Sometimes didn't have a Shulchan Aruch. He hardly had any svar. So,
how did he write a Parish on Shulchan Aruch?
Pardon me?
How did he write a Parish on Shulchan Aruch?
This Parish Taka is not like the Shach. His pirish is like a pilpulim on the Beis Yosef. He had a Beis Yosef. He writes pilpulim, the yukim, and Lashana is the yukim on Gemara. So he doesn't have the shach. Quotes svarim from all over the world. So no one knows how the shach Shach died at a young age. How did he know all those Svarim? No one today. People today never heard of those Svarim. How did the Shach know all those Svarim? Magen Avraham also quotes all over the place. And the Taz hardly quotes any. He just works with the Tur and the Beis Yosef. He works with the Yukim. He works with the Yukim. So the Taz has this time. The Taz thought that the Tisha B'Av is Manaseh is B'Divri Kabbalah. So the Abba Nesis says that that's a mistake. He didn't have the Rashbo. The Rashbo says on Ataf and Maseches Rashon and Af Yutes that in the Psukim in Zechariah it doesn't make a difference between Tisha B'Av and the others. The Gemara says Tisha B'Av hol v'huchbul abo hatzores. Therefore, it's not totally berotzoin. You have to fast, even if there's no Gzeres Hashmat against the Jews. That's only Midir Rabbanon. That's not been Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, they're all in the same boat. And Tisha B'Av is also Ratzon Misanim, Ratzon Misanim. He says, the Gemara draws a contrast between Tisha B'Av and the other Tanesim and the Geta Ben Ashmashis. That Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur Ben Ashmashis is Asar. Hashanah came Ben Ashmashis, some Gedalia, Sar B'Tevish, Shavas B'Tamas, Ben Ashmashis is Mutter. So some Achrenim want to say that why is Ben Ashmashis of Tisha B'Av Asar and Ben Ashmashis of Asar B'Tevish, some Gedalia is Mutter? Because this is only Minig. So Minig, Ben Ashmashis, Sofik, the Rabban Mutter, Sofik, Minig is Mutter. Shani came Tisha B'Av is Medivri Kabbalah, Medivri Kabbalah, Medivri Torah Damyan, Sofik Deraisa L'Chumer. That's what they wanted to bring a right to the Taz, and the fact that the Gemara says in Mokum Shenogla, in the middle of Psochim, that Ben Ashmashis of Tisha B'Av is also just like Ben Ashmashis of Yom Kippur. So the Avnei Nesis says that's not correct. That's not the reason why. The reason why Ben Ashmashis of Tisha B'Av is also and Ben Ashmashis of Tzom Gedali is Mutter is simple. On Tisha B'Av it's Leilu Kiyomo, so you're dealing with two Ben Ashmashis. So if you'll be, so you really should say Sveika de Rabbanu Lakula. Ben Ashmashis, Tisha B'Av is only with the Rabbanu, it's not with the Rikabon. But if you'll be Mekal on the first Ben Ashmashis of Tisha B'Av, and you'll say Ben Ashmashis is Kiyom, then you have to be Machma on the second Ben Ashmashis. At the end of the day, Ben Ashmashis is Kiyom. But I want to be Mekal on the second one, and say Ben Ashmashis is Kalailo. Then I should be Mekal on the first one also. Then I should be Machma on the first one. So what you have is, you're dealing with two Ben Ashmashis, of Tchilas Tisha B'Av and Sof Tisha B'Av, and you can't be Mekal arbitrarily on one and not on the other, so you have no choice. You have to be Machmer on both. That's the last Simen, Yeredei Chelek Aleph. Simen Kuf Yod Aleph is the Simen about Shtei Kederes. If you have a pot of kosher food cooking and a pot of trefa food, have Goyisha workers in, let's say, a hotel, whatever, they're cooking trefa food in one pot and kosher food in another pot. And then someone comes with an Issa de Rabbanan and he put it by mistake into one of the two. And there's no way of telling which one he threw it into. So if it's only an Issa de Rabbanan and one Kedera is Mutter, one Kedera is Asa, that's called Sveika de Rabbanan Lakula. We make all on that. But what if it's an Issa de Rabbanan and both Kederas are Mutter? You have Shtei Kederas, they're both kosher pots of soup. And I poured the tray for Issa de Rabbanan into one of the two pots, I don't know which one. So if you be mekal on the first pot, you have to be machmer on the second pot. If you be mekal on the second pot, you have to be machmer on the first pot, because it's a tie to the sasa. You can't be mekal on both. And you can't be mekal arbitrarily on one and not on the other. If one pot is straight, one pot is kosher, so it's not arbitrarily. So that's called tolem sakal kolem in mekulko. You have the right to be mekal. Say the Yisad, the Rabbanu fell into the trefa pot, and the kosher pot is still kosher. But if the both pots are kosher, dealing with two pots, Shtei Kederes, that's the name of the Simen, Shtei Kederes. And he said the Rabbanan fell into one or the other, so the din is you have to be Machmer on both. That's the Pashtus. The Gemara has, there are two Gemaras like that. Arba Kaisis, the Gemara has a Machlokes, which two of the Arba Kaisis need Haseba? So one opinion is that the first two Kaisis need Haseba, second two Kaisis don't need Haseba. Gemara gives a whole explanation why. The other opinion is the reverse. The first two kosas were still avodim. So the first two kosas you don't drink beseba, and the last two kosas you drink beseba. So you should have said sveka da abonu lakula, you don't have to have haseba at all. So the pashto says you can't say you don't need haseba at all. You're going to do away with the whole din of haseba. And you can't be mekel arbitrarily. I'm going to pick these two kosas. Why should you pick those? So the pashto says that in this case it's like shtei kederes, and you have to say Sveika de Rabbanu Lechumra because of the Tarki de Sasri. The problem is that the Ranan Psochim doesn't say that. The Ranan Megillah says like that. The Gemara says in Megillah there were certain cities Tveria, where there's a suffix, if it has the status of Mukav Chayma Mercer Shubinu. Because it didn't have a whole Chayma that went around the whole city. It had a Chayma on much of the city, and then Yama Chayma, the side that doesn't have a wall, is protected because there's no dry land over there. Only boats can come from the Mediterranean Sea. So the Gemara has a suffix. They say Yama Chayma, since the fourth side is a Yam, so it's considered like Mukav Chayma completely or not. So it's a suffix in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, therefore, since it's a suffix, he lay the Megillah on both days, both on Yudala and on Tezvah. So the Ran asks on Megillah, why didn't you say suffix the Rabbanu Lekula? So he says, because you're going to go Lekula, it's going to be a Tarta Desas. You have no right to be Mekal on both, and you have no right to be Mekal arbitrarily on one day, only to observe Purim on one day, not on the other day. Who gave you the right to pick that day over the other day? So you can't say Sveka Daraman Lakula whenever you have a tar to the sasri. So that's what the Mishnah Melech asks. Why didn't Daran give the same answer on Psochim when he's talking about the Arba Kosis? The two cases really should have been the same. Because that's the klal. That's the halacha of Shtei Kederis. When you have a Sufik Daraman Lakula, it doesn't apply when you have a tar to the sasri. It could be in Hilchas Avelis, it's not so. In the first parak, there's a ran on the rif, in the first parak in Subis. Well, the Gemara talks about a case of Avelos. Chas and Kala are preparing to get married, and somebody died, one of the parents died. So how does it affect the wedding? So the ran over there discusses other cases. So the ran says, what do you do with Yontem Shenish El Golias? Let's say somebody died on Chalamoid, and Chalamoid Sukkos, let's say, and then the burial wasn't Chalamoid, so you don't begin Shiva till after Yom Tov is over. So do you observe Shiva on Simchas Torah? So the din is you don't observe Shiva. The psak comes from the Gaon. You don't observe Shiva on Simchas Torah, but you only observe another 5.5 days after, as if you did observe Shiva. Simchas Torah counts as the first day of Shiva, even though you don't observe anything. So what is that all about? So the Ran is quoting Rebbeinu from the Ramban. He tells you, he's quoting from the Ramban in the beginning of Exodus that Simchas Torah is a Sveika D'Yom. The whole Yanta was instituted in the Rabbanan as a Sveika D'Yom. So Misofek, he say maybe today is Yantiv, so Sofek Avelis L'Hokel. So you don't have to observe Shiva, even though the Kvura took place on the Chalamoid, you don't have to observe Shiva on Simchas Torah. Maybe Simchas Torah is Yantiv. But then you don't have to observe Shiva the last day after the 6 days are up. You don't have to observe because maybe Simchas Torah should have been the first day of Shiva. So you go to Kula in both directions. Mamash atar to the Sastri. So apparently that's what the Ramban says. Apparently, Allah Nekal Ba'avil even applies when there's a tar to the Sastri. By a normal din the Rabbanon, you don't say Sveka the Rabbanon Lukula when you're going to have a tar to the Sastri. That's the Allah of Shtei Kederis. But by Avelis, apparently it's more kal. Even a tar to the Sastri, also you go to Kula. So that's what the Avnei Nezer Tainis says, from the fact that Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmashes is also like Yom Kippur, Ben Hashmashes Am Kedali is Mutter, is not an indication, doesn't prove that Tisha B'Av is Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Kabbalah Kudibre Torah Damya. No. Even Tisha B'Av is only the Rabbanan. He says, we accept that Rashba on Masechas Rosh Hashanah. That the fact that Tisha B'Av is different from the other Tanesim doesn't say in the Navi, that's only Midir Rabbanon. So firstly on Tisha B'Av, his mother says only Rabbanon, it's not Midir Kabbalah, unless there's a Gzeres Hashmad against the Jewish people. And the reason why Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmashes is also because you're dealing with two Ben Hashmashes. So you can't be Mekel arbitrarily. So it's like Shtei Kederis, you have to be Machmer on both. But he says, Tzom Gedalia, Shivasa B'Tamas, Asar B'Tebes, you're only dealing with one Ben Hashmashes. Because Balali, you're allowed to eat. So since it's only one Ben Hashmashes, so he thinks that the din is that it's Sveika Derabbanu Lekula. It's really a question. According to this Ramban, quoted by the Ran on the first parak in Ksubas, that you say Sofek Avelis Lekula even Tata Nisasre, so why do you observe Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, the Pashtus is that it's a Niyog Avelis. So that's a little questionable what the Avnei Nezer assumed. Avnei Nezer says that you can't be Mekel on both Ben Hashmashes and a Tisha B'Av, because that's a din of Shtei Kederis. Could be a Shtei Kederis only by applies to Arba Kosis, applies to Mikra Megillah, applies to other dinim derabbanan, that you can't be mekel atayt in a sasri. But in avelas, you should be able to be mekel even atayt in a sasri. That's a question. It's also questionable. Do you really have the right to say on Safik Bein Ashmashas of Tzom Gedalia that it's a Safik Derabon Lekula? It's a Safik Deraisa, whether it's Yom Ayla. It's a Safik Deraisa Menegea. The Moil didn't do the, let's say, the baby needs a bris on Yom Ashmini. Baby needs a bris, and the Moil is running around all day long, and now he comes to this, the home of this baby, after the Shkia. So we would say, you wouldn't say Safik Derabon. That's a din deraisa. The mila has to be by yom. You're not supposed to do a mila by laila. So we would tell him to wait till tomorrow to do the bris mila. So the question that you have, whether bein hashmash is yom or laila, is not a safik derabanan. It's really a safik deraisa, which is relevant to a din derabanan, whether you have to fast on the bein hashmash is a sof tzom gedalia. But it's a much bigger safik. It's a safik deraisa. Is it yom? Is it laila? Which has relevance on the level of deraisa, relevance for the level of derabanan. Do you put on tefillin or not? Bein Hashmashes, you don't put on tefillin. Other day, you say a bracha on a talis or not. So Bein Hashmashes is a suffix deraisa, which is neged to dinim derabbanan. So that's very questionable, whether you have a right to say suffix derabbanan lekul. Pashtus says you don't say. Even if something started off as a suffix deraisa, and now it's no longer a suffix deraisa, that's called suffix deraisa, shenis galgal. Leah Safik Derabon. It started off as a Safik Deraisa, and now it's no longer. So there also a lot of Acharonim hold the Gola Chumra. Here it's a Safik Deraisa, which is still a Safik Deraisa. Whether the Bein Hashmashes or Saf Tzom Gedalia is the Yom Alayla. So it's relevant to Dinim Deraisa of a Bris Mila, other Dinim. It's relevant to Dinim Derabon, but you have to still fast. So do you really have a right to say that? The Neza assumes that the reason why it's Mutter is because Safik Derabon Lakula. That's really questionable whether that's the reason why.
Didn't you say Avelos, it's different from Tisha B'Av because the regular Avelos starts off in the most difficult part, the Shiva, and then goes down to Shoshim and Shana. And this goes the other way. We end up with the Tisha B'Av after we have the 3 weeks and 9 days.
Right, it's the opposite from other Avelos. Yeah, it's very different from other Avelos. You're building up, but still, sof kol sof, bottom line, the observance of Tisha B'Av al pi Pashtus is an inyan of Niyog Avelos. So if it's Niyog Avelos, why is the Avnei Nezer so convinced that you can't have a kula tata de sasri on Tisha B'Av? Maybe it's like Hilchas Avelos, where the Ramban does allow even a tata de sasri.
But it's still Mishum Tainus, Avelos and Tainus.
Okay, so you gotta think about what that means. Okay, gotta think about what that means. So the Taz quotes this Rabbi Natan. Taz quotes Rabbi Natan that Tzom Gedalia, this man has a chosheim besakona is permitted to eat because it's not b'divrei Kabbalah. But if it would have been b'divrei Kabbalah, then you would have said only a chosheim yesh besakona is allowed to eat. So he thinks that on Tisha B'Av his man has that's b'divrei Kabbalah. And Rabbi Nezer disagrees. He says, no, the Rabbi Natan never disagreed with the Ramban. Rabbi Natan never said that Tisha B'Av is manazez b'divrei Kabbalah. The Rajba says on the Gemara, he thinks everybody agrees to that. That Tisha B'Av is manazez binding, even though it's not, there's no gzeiros hashmat against the Zuz. That's only with the Rabbanan. That's only with the Rabbanan. What's the din the Gemara has?
Yeah, yeah.
Could well be.
So why didn't we fast?
There's always a gzeiros hashmat against Jews somewhere in the world. I think it means those who are suffering, those who are suffering at the hands of the Hamas, could be that they should have fasted Leila Ki Yom on Shivas B'Tammuz also. Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Gemara says in Pesachim that Ubers and Menikos have to fast on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, but they don't have to fast on the other Tanais. Why is that so? Why is the difference between Tisha B'Av and the other Tanais? Is it because Ubers and Menikos Achelu She'ein Bo Sakana? So on Tisha B'Av they only had to eat It's Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. That's what the Taz claimed. Yeah, but the Abba Nesis says that he's wrong. The Abba Nesis says the Shulchan Aruch's P'saka is L'Choladeus. That on Shivasa B'Tamas Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, on Tisha B'Av, Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is allowed to eat. So how do we deal with the Ubers and Menikos? Why do we distinguish between Tisha B'Av and the other Tanesim? So the Pashto says that that's based on a Gemara. The Gemara Pesachim says like that. Ubers and Menikos have to fast on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, and Shavasa B'Tamas on Gedalia and Asar B'Tevis, they don't have to fast. Yeah, what's the beer? So there's a Gemara in Tainis, where the Gemara says, the Mishnayos have, that there used to be Goyz at Tainis when there was Atziras Gishamim. When there was no rain, and it was a sakana, nothing, no vegetables would grow, and the animals would die. The people's lives could be besakana. So sometimes there would be goyz at Tainis. So they used to have Gimel Rishonis. First they had Sheni Machamisha Visheni. That was a mild tonus. Then they had, in the middle, I think, seven Tanesim. I forgot already. Seven Tanesim in the middle. Sheni Machamisha, Sheni Machamisha, Sheni Machamisha Visheni. And then they had, at the end, three Tanesim. Sheni Machamisha Visheni. So the first three are Tainis Kal, and the middle seven are Tainis Chomer, and the last three is more Chomer than the middle ones. So the Gemara says, what's the story with Ubers and Menikos? So the Gemara says, the first three, they don't have to fast, because we treat them automatically. Or the Din, Meikar Adin, every Chalush Ein B'Sakana is allowed to eat on a Tainis that's only Midirabban. So the Tainis Kshamim is only Midirabban, it's not Pinatar. So Chodesh Yom B'Sakana is allowed to eat. So since it's a Tainis Kal, the Gimel Rishonis is a Tainis Kal, so we automatically declare every Mabaris Aminiko as a Chodesh Yom B'Sakana, so they're allowed to eat. There's seven Amtsoyos and the three Achrainas are more Chomer than that. So when you get to Adin the Rabbana Chomer, so we don't automatically declare every Mabaris Aminiko as a Chodesh Yom B'Sakana. It depends. Is she really unable to function normally? Let's say sometimes the mulberries is throwing up. So she can throw up all day long if you don't tell her to eat something. So then she keeps on throwing up, that's a chodesh yom sakan. She can't function normally. And if she's going to be able to eat, then she will be able to function. She won't be throwing up. So that's called a chodesh yom sakan. So chodesh yom sakan is allowed to eat. Even on Tisha B'Av is allowed to eat. But do you declare arbitrarily, do you declare automatically, not arbitrarily, declare automatically that every Muberis and Menika has the status of a Chodesh Yom B'Sakana? So the Gemara says it depends. So the Gimel Rishonis, which are Tainis Kal, so then you say every Muberis and Menika is called a Chodesh Yom B'Sakana. And for the next ones, the next seven and the last three, that's already Tainis Chamurais, so then you don't declare. So only if she actually is a Chodesh Yom B'Sakana. But then the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes three brises, so the Gemara says for the seven emtsoyos, she won't last so long. She won't be able to fast shenem hamishi, shenem hamishi, seven. So since when it's going to come to the end of the seven, she'll become a chodesh yom b'sakana, she'll have to violate it. So the Gemara says she's allowed to eat from the beginning, because we know it's just not going to work. And that's a unit, the seven middle ones are a unit. But the last three, shenem hamishi v'sheni, that three taneisim spread out over a week and a half, that you will be able to fast all three. And that's a Tainis Chomer. So that you're only matar a real Chodesh Yom B'Sakana. You don't declare automatically that every Moberes HaMenika is a Chodesh Yom B'Sakana. So the Gemara said that's by the Tainis Kshamim, that the business goes there. The first three are Tainis Kal. So then you automatically declare every Moberes HaMenika is a Chodesh Yom B'Sakana. And by the seven, or by the last three, which are Mochomer, then you don't automatically declare. So now it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says in Pesachim, on Tisha B'Av and Meberes HaMenika has to fast. What do you mean she has to fast? You don't automatically declare that every Meberes HaMenika has the status of a Chodesh Yom B'Sakana. If she is a Chodesh Yom B'Sakana, so she's allowed to eat like any other Chodesh Yom B'Sakana. Shulchan Aruch quoted the Ramban, and the Avnei Nesis said that the Taz was wrong, that the Rabbeinu Tam did not disagree with this Ramban. But on the other Taneisim, some Gedali Shivasa B'Tamos and Asar B'Tevis, that these are tiniest kalos. Why are they kal? Because it's totally beratzim. Ratzim misana, ratzim misana. The only reason why we don't leave it as an optional thing today is because Kvashav Yivalai Chayva. That was the Halachas Gedola said like that. So it's only the way the Ramo said. It's only a minig. So that's a tiniest the Rabbanan kal. So then we automatically declare every Meberes and Menika is a chodesh shein b'sakonim. The Ramah says that on some Gedalia, Shavasa b'tamas asar b'tevis, the Mabaris HaManikas should try to fast. Unless it's difficult, then they don't have to fast. So that's very difficult. We don't understand. Why should they try to fast? They were never, they never made a takana that the Mabaris HaManikas has to fast. They said, we declare, that's the Gemara Pesachim, we declare every Mabaris HaManikas automatically as a chodesh shein b'sakonim because it's a tainis kal. It's like the Gimel Rishinus on the Atziris Gishon. So what does the Ramah say? That's Hashver Ramah. What does the Ramah say? If it's not too difficult, we should encourage them to fast. There never was a takana that they have to fast. So what do they accomplish? The Gemara says, if a person fasts, it's only a kiyum tonus if either the Nasi was Gozer Tainus, the Bezen was Gozer Tainus because of a Shas Eis Tzara, or the people were Mekabel Tainus on their own. If a person was going to fast, the Nazi was never Gozer Tainus, and the person was never Mekabel Tainus. So the Gemara says there's no Kiyum Tonus. The Kiyum HaTonus, by fasting, the Gemara says in the end of the second Perek in Brochas, that different Amoraim would add on different Tfilas, Tchidans at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. So we add on, Netzel Deshoni Meiros, Osami Davi Mirma. That's the text in the Gemara, that one of the Amoraim added on. So the Gemara has there a whole daf with different Nuschos that different Amoraim said. So one of the Chachamim, when he would be Yosha B'Tainis, would offer a tefillah at the end of the Shmanesh, Yerotzim Alfanecha, Admir Chel B'Vidomi, I lost a little weight today on the Yom HaTanis. So he lost a little blood, and the body's always manufacturing, producing new blood, so because he didn't eat, he didn't produce as much blood as he normally would, and he lost a little of his fat, so that should be considered as if he had brought a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and they had offered the chelev on the mizbech and the dam. They were zarek the dam and they were makd to the chelev. So you see that fasting atonis is in a certain sense a kiyum like akrobas akorban. So just like by korbanis, you have to be magdish the korban. So the same thing by atainis, you have to be, someone has to be goes atainis. Either the nasi is goes atainis in Eretz Yisrael, the nasi was goes atainis. The Gemara says, ein tainis bebovel, elatisha bov yam kippa bovad. No tainis sibu because they didn't have a nasi. Was Gozer Tainus. A Yochid came in Mekabel Tainus, but there was no institution of the Nasi being Gozer Tainus. There was no Nasi in Bavel. So the Pashtus is, this Ramah is very difficult. He said he recommends the Mubaris and Manikas, if it's not too difficult, they should fast. They were never Mekabel Tainus. We don't do it like this, Fardim. That on the Shabbos before you say Mishaberich and everybody says Amen, and everybody has a mind to try to fast. We don't do that. We assume that the minig is mechayp to fast. There never was any minig on Mubaris and Manikas. The Gemara says Medina the Gemara. They don't fast. They tell the story about the Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik, that Acholah came to him before one of the Tanaisim and he asked when he has to fast. Halel told him, no, you're Acholah, you don't have to fast. So then Adavala on the Tanis, he was trying to make a minion, trying to see if he had the 10 Nisanim. So he kept on telling his son, you should get another person who fasted. So the son kept on telling him, this guy fasted also. You have 10 people here. All 10 fasted. So finally Adavala said that this fellow wasn't, he came to ask me on Erev Tanis whether he should fast. And I told him he doesn't have to fast. So he's not mechuyif to fast. His fasting is not a kiyum atonis. If there's no takanas chachamim, you want mekabel tainus on your own. There's no takanas chachamim. So there's no kiyum atonis, the Gemara says. When a person just fasts without Kabbalah, just like a korban, fasting is like a korban. You have to be magdish to korban. You can't just bring a bam as chulin and shechtin in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be magdish it. Kachu tzom, kiru atzor. Just like you have to be magdish to korban. So the pasuk, the Nami says, kachu tzom. You have to be kaver the tonus. You have to be magdish the tonus. That it should be considered as if one had brought a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. The Gemara says the choni hamagali bizman nahabayis bizman bayisheni. So there was atziras gishamim on one occasion, and he oguga. The Gemara says he made a whole circle around him.
In Shulchan
Aruch
it says that Erev Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean Kabbalah. Why is that?
Yeah, because the minig is that you're mechuyif to fast. You're mechuyif to fast. Here also on some Gedal you don't need Kabbalah because the minig is that you fast. Right. the Ramah holds, the meaning is that you fast. The Mechaba holds that on some Gedali Shabbos HaBitamas and Sarah B'Tavis, and Shabbos before, the Tzibur is Mechaba Tainus. And the Ramah says not so. The meaning is Mechayef to fast. So the meaning is on Erev Rosh Hashanah also, that you Mechayef to fast, mean time meaning. Sometimes you Mechayef to fast min HaTorah, that's Yom Kippur. It's not such a widespread meaning today. Years ago, it was a very widespread meaning. Today, it's not so widespread. Yeah, that's the question. Maybe it does make sense to fast, unless you're Mekabel Tainus on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's not such a strong meaning today. But most people do not fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. The Gemara says, the Chani Amag Lib is Ban Abayis. And the Gemara says, oh, Guga, he made a whole circle, and he said he's not going to leave the circle until the Rabban Shalom is going to bring the rain. Then it wasn't enough rain. Then he said, I need more rain than that. Then it started to pour. Then he said, that's too much rain. He's giving the Baruch Shalom instructions how he should bring the rain. So the Gemara says that they said to him, if not for the fact that you're such a holy tzaddik, we would have put you in chair. You don't talk to the Baruch Shalom like that. But he was known as a holy tzaddik, so he got away with it. So the Gemara tells the whole story. People usually assume that it's called Chani Hamagol because he made the circle. So they say that in the Lashon HaGemara, that's not called an eagle. That's called an oguga. They should have called him Choni. I don't know. How do you make a verb out of oguga? Ha-ogeg. I don't know. They say he was a ma'agel. Ma'agel in Mishnah and Makkah says. A guy is squeezing out the roof on his house because it would rain. They used to have to squeeze out all of the moisture so that the roof shouldn't cave in. So that's a ma'agel. So apparently that's what he did for a living. He was chani ha-ma'agel. And he was oguga. The ma'agel is what he did for a living. And oguga is what he did on this occasion. Anyway, so the Gemara says that that day he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he brought a korban olah. And then he offered a prayer to the Rosh Hashanah. So what did he bring a korban olah for? So apparently you stand a better chance of having your tefillahs answered if you bring a carbon to the Rabban Shalom, bring a carbon, he asks that he should, giving you a matana. So he asks that the Rabban Shalom should give us a matana. So we, when we have an Eis Tzara, so we can't bring a carbon, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we fast the Tainus. So the Tainus is like a carbon. Mi'etchel be'vidamish, be considered as if we have brought a carbon. The Rambam starts off Hilchis Tainiyos, that is one of the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs is the Hakdamah to the Mishnah. So from every beginning of every section in the Ramah, he tells you how many mitzvahs he's going to cover in this section. So the beginning of Hilchas Tainius, he says, you have the mitzvah. Mitzvah says, Elizur kolahariya, al kol tzara shalai tov al atzibor. Mitzvah to blow chatzotzvahs, to elevate the level of the tefillah. You have to daven. We believe in hashgacha pratis. We believe the Rabban Shem listens to our prayers. So we should pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time to take care of all of our needs. And when you have an Eis Tzara, then there's an added chiyuv, not just a tefillah, it's a chiyuv z'oka. Z'oka means a tefillah based on mitzvah. It says, Elizur kolahariya, al kol tzara shalai tov al atzibor. Then, midivrei soferim, you should offer a korban in addition. You should be mesana in addition. So that's the basis for all of the taneisim, is that it's an Eis Tzara. What's the Eis Tzara now? We still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. That's a major Eis Tzara. We're so used to it already. It's almost 2,000 years we have survived without a Bayis Sheni, without a Beis HaMikdash. So we already forgot all about that. But it's considered a major Eis Tzara that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. I think more than half of the mitzvahs no longer, more than half of mitzvahs essay no longer apply Minat Torah. So many mitzvahs that depend on having a Beis HaMikdash and Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Eis Tzara that was supposed to be mispala for. The Rabban Shalom should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We're too used to living without it. So we already forgot what the Eis Tzara is. Is whether your lettuce today, in the days of Gemara, your lettuce was considered a musulekas dami for 2 years after she gave birth. Why for 2 years? So the Gemara has later in Ksubis, a machlikas hatanaim, menekas chavera is not allowed to remarry because she'll be nursing the baby that she has from the first husband. Let's say the first husband divorced her, the first husband died. So she wants to remarry. So she has to wait till she finishes nursing the baby, because she may become pregnant with another baby, at which time the milk won't be milk for the first baby won't be sufficiently nutritious, and we're afraid that the second husband, it's not his baby, it's a baby from the first husband, he may not pay attention, and there's a far-fetched, far-out chance that the baby may die from malnutrition. Even though it's so far-fetched, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva writes that L'hocha b'bekoch nefosh ha-sachar ha-roif. You have to be choshish for even a far-fetched chashash. So there's a machlokes ha-tanaim, how long is the meberes, is the menekes chavero not allowed to remarry? Whether 2 full years, 24 months, or 18 months. So we're machma for 24 months. So the Chasam Sofer claims, this part is questionable, how it fits into the Gemara. Chasam Sofer claims that even with Mizmar Gemara, it wasn't normal to nurse a baby for 2 years. Normal was 18 months. But we passed in 24 months. Why? Because the whole thing is so far-fetched anyway, that the second husband is not going to notice that it's not his baby. All right, but he's not going to notice that the baby is dying. He's going to let the baby die. It's not his job. He's not going to buy something in the grocery store to supplement the nutrition for the baby. The whole thing is so far-fetched. He claims that the 24 months is also far-fetched, that it wasn't normal to nurse a baby for 20 months. Normal was 18 months. That's where the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda says 18 months is up. That part is questionable, whether 18, 24 months. The Gemara sounds like the Chacham held that was normal to nurse a baby. That's the question. You say that Moberes Aminekes, every Moberes Aminekes is automatically labeled as a Chol Shem Sakana. She's labeled as Chol Shem Sakana till the baby is 2 years old. She's not nursing. No one nurses the baby today till the baby is 2 years old. So the Marsham has a tshuva. Marsham is known as a tremendous makom. I must have mentioned that Darka Tshuva writes in Hagdama to his Sefer. Darka Tshuva is a likut tavola achrenim on Yeridayim. So he writes, he's quoting the Marsham a lot of times, but you got to be careful to take him with more than a grain of salt. You got to take him with a pound of salt, because he's a tremendous makom. Tremendous makom. So he has a tshuva. He says that since the Meinekes, the Gemara says, when a woman gives birth to a baby, her whole body is all shaken up. Evarem is parkim aleha, and she doesn't return back to normal health until after 2 full years are up. So the Meinekes, even though she's not nursing the baby for the full 2 years, she's allowed to eat on Sar Batavis and Shivasa Batamas and so on. This is very questionable. Benegeta Musalekas Dame, we don't assume like that. No woman is mesolekes dami for 2 years after she gives birth to a baby. They have dami right away. Moshe has a tshuva. He says she's mesolekes dami until she has a period, and then she goes back. No more mesolekes dami. And then tzias change. Bizman is in the tzias change. Just not so. The women don't nurse the babies 2 years, and once they have the first rias dami, so we assume she's back to normal. She's no longer mesolekes dami. So the Pashto says that today the women take prenatal pills and postnatal pills. The women give birth to the baby, they're healthier than the husbands are. The husbands don't take so many pills, so many vitamin pills. So to say the woman is a menekes is a chol shem sakana until the baby is 2 years old. She already had another baby before then. How can it be? She's Muslim. She's not a chol shem. It's a very difficult coup. It's a very difficult coup.
Maybe
they were never mekabel on themselves, so then what difference does it make whether they're actually a choler or not? But this woman is Nishkin Menika. She's not a Menika. She's a regular person. So the Menika of Klal is sort of fast. It's Chal on her. The Pashtus is like that. Rabbi Kiveger on Hilchas Purim quotes from the Turi Evin on Gemara Megillah that the Mikra Megillah is Dibir Kabbalah, and Dibir Kabbalah could Dibir Torah Damis. If a person is Mesupit, but he heard a word in the Megillah or not, and every word, there are different opinions in the Tanoim, we pass them that everything is Ma'akev. So they have to listen to the Mikra Megillah all over again. So this is very questionable whether that's really so. The Mincha Saluza, the Minkacha, has a tshuva where he disagrees with that Turi Evan. He says that if the Gemara wouldn't appear like that, the Gemara would appear. Let's say the Ran discussed. Why do you read the Megillah in Tveria both days? Because the Gemara said, because it's a suffix. So the Ran said, why don't you say Sveka Rabban Lekula? So he says, you can't say Sveka Rabban Lekula when you have a Tarte de Sashri. Why doesn't he say that Mikra Megillah is Dibre Kabbalah, Kedibre Torah Damya? He doesn't give that answer. He doesn't say that you treat it like a Sveka Deraisa. So the Mincha Saloza has a quotes a Rashi Antinus. Rashi Antinus that we have printed in Gemara. There is Rashi Antinus printed in a separate sefer. What we have, the assume, is not by Rashi, by somebody else. But the pseudo Rashi printed on the side of the page, Mamakam Rashi writes, Pshat in the Gemara, that it's only called Dibre Kabbalah if there's a tzivui written in the Vim Uksuv and Beloshen Tzivui. But if it's not Beloshen Tzivui, it says, Hayam Hueva Niskarim and Asim. It says, Sudas Purim, Asasa in Mamishta Visimcha, Shalach Manis Yishre, Matanis Lavianim, that's written Beloshen Tzivui. So Shalach Manis, Matanis Lavianim, and Sudas Purim, that you can say is Medirei Kabbalah. But the Mikra Megillah never says Beloshen Tzivui that you have to read the Megillah. It says, Hayam Hueva, Nizkarim and Asim. Nizkarim is a reference to Kriyas HaMegillah. The days are spoken of. So that's Sipur B'dera B'loshen Sipur HaMaisa. The days are spoken of by reading the Megillah, but it doesn't say you have to read the Megillah. So that's what the Mincha Saloza time is, that based on the Rishayim, he says you get the impression that you don't treat Mikra Megillah as a Dibre Kabbalah. So it's a Din D'Rabban. If it doesn't say in Tanakh Beloshen Tzivui, and you assume it's only a Din D'Rabban, that's it's not elevated to the level of a Dibre Kabbalah. There's a shaila. What if a person by mistake, before I started shachar, somebody already asked me a shaila that he took some kind of a pill this morning. He was half asleep and he forgot that it's a tonis. So he took a tiny bit of sip of water with it, but the sip of water was less than the shear. That's the shaila. What is the shear? What is the shear? The shear for Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says the shear for Yom Kippur for food is Kleves Agasa, which is larger than Kazayas, and the shear for drinking is a Maloy Lugma, which is smaller than a Revis. The shear for Yom Kippur, because the Mara says it depends on the Inisim Esnav Shesechem, Kol Nefesh Shalos Una, and then the Chachamim established that this is the shear for Inui. What's the Yisuvi Daita, what's not the Yisuvi Daita? So Yisuvi Daita doesn't correspond to Achil and Shtia and Kol HaTorkel. Achil and Shtia and Kol HaTorkel, we assume is Kazayas and Revis. Here the Achila is more and the Shtia is less. So that's the shaila. What is the shia for Tisha B'Av? What's the shia for some Gedalia? Is the shia also the same as Yom Kippur? Or the shia maybe is Kazayas and Revis? So that's one question. But this fellow said he had less than whatever shia. He had a tiny bit of water less than Revis and less than Lugma, less than anything. Just to swallow the pill. So you want to know, can he still say Anenu? So Rav Soloveitchik, when we were learning Masech HaShavuos, there is a machlokes, the Mishnah Melech has this, a machlokes of Rishayim, is there a din of Chatzishir Osman HaTorah, if a person took a Shavuah, that he's not going to eat something. So B'nidorm HaLocha HaLashem V'yodom. So the Mishnah is a machlokes HaTanam. We assume B'loshem V'yodom is the fellow only meant Kazayis. If he eats less than a Kazayis, if he takes a neder or a Shavuah, not to eat a peanut. The peanut is less than a gazai. So he took a neder shvuah on the peanut. So that's mefarish. That's like a berry. So then he's like it. But if he took a neder bichlal, not to eat, so then we assume in loshem and yodam ain achil and pchus mikazayis. So is there a din of chatzishir osman atera there or not? How can he say chatzishir osman atera? He said, I will not eat. If he tickles it, there's no iser. So only iser. If he puts it from one place to the other, there's no iser. The iser only is if he eats it. If he said, Enachil Plus and Mikazai, so he didn't eat it, so it's not can't be included in his nether. So the Mishnah Melech has a machlekes of Rishonim about this. And the Pashtus is that the machlekes is what's the gedder ha'isr of Chatzishir, we pask on Chatzishir Asim and Atur. Is it the Chatzishir of Chelev is an Isa Chelev, the Chatzishir of Chazer is an Isa Chazer, the Chatzishir of Atonis is an Isa Atonis, each one is a local Isa, it's included in that Isa, or do you say no? Ein achilah pchusa mikazayis, I believe Resh Lakish is right. Chatzis shir should not be included in the issa. But there's an issa klali, you should never eat a chatzis shir because you may chazil its tarufi. You may eat more. It may add up to a full violation of the issa. So the pashtus says that that seems to be a machlokes Hashem. So that should be, they should have nafkamina. So one nafkamina is the following. Let's say a person is a chadash yesh b'sakana, and the doctor says he has to eat either this or this to save his life. He has an option, he has a choice, either of eating a chatzis shir of chelev, which has an isakoris, he would have had the shir, or a chatzis shir of chazer, which doesn't have an isakor, just has an isa lav of malchus. So the Gemara has a klal in the end of Yuma, that when a person is a chodesh eish b'stakana, machilam osa ha-kalak al-tchilam. The Gemara has calculations, which isa is more chomer than which. You have to figure out a whole hierarchy. If you have something as an isa kores, that's more chomer than something that only has an isa misa b'dei shamayim. Tevel is misa b'dei shamayim. Or truma lazar is misa b'dei shamayim. The chelev in dam has kores, and chametz b'pesach has kores, and tevel is only misa b'dei shamayim. And if you eat chazav, it's only nisa lav. So what if you don't need a full kashir? What if you only need a chatzis shir to save your life? Would we say that the chatzis shir of chelev is more chomer than the chatzis shir of chazir? Because it's an isa prati. Chatzis shir of chelev is a chelev dik isa, so it's more chomer. But he's saying, no, the chatzis shir is an isa klali. Chatzis shir of all isurim is also, it's all the same thing. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that was dependent on this machlokes of Rishonim. Nafkamina, one of the nafkaminas would be if a person ate a chatzis shir on a tonis. Did he ruin the tonis and he can't say aneinu? But he say no, he violated an isa klali, but he didn't violate the isa tonis. The Macheshes has a tshuva. Macheshes was a dayan in Vilna, the same time as Rav Chaim Moshe. He was older than Rav Chaim Moshe, and he outlived the Rav Chaim Moshe also. He delivered the hesped when Rav Chaim Moshe passed away. He writes in his hakdama to his tshuvas. He learns the old style. He doesn't know this new style with the chemical analysis, with the breaking everything down to its component parts. He says he learned by the Beis Halevi. He learned the old style of learning. But his tshuvas are very nice. So there's one tshuva that Rav Soloveitchik talked to him about. So that's the one he quotes. The shaila is Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur in the afternoon when you're laying for Mincha. When do we lay in Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha? So you lay on the Tainus Tzibur. The Din of the Gemara, you only lay in to Mincha. The Kriyas HaTorah in the morning on the Tainus Tzibur, that's in the days of the Goyim that was instituted. Because Malach Gemara, they only had Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha in the afternoon. And we lay in Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos afternoon. Yom Tov afternoon, there's no Kriyas HaTorah. Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, there is Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara said, Mishum Yeshvei Kronos. In case people miss Kriyas HaTorah, Sheni Mahamishi, so you should hear on Shabbos afternoon. So the Shaila is the Kriyas HaTorah and Yom Kippur in the afternoon. Is that because Yom Kippur is a tiny thief? Or is that because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos? So there's the Nafkamina, so Rabbi Kivega has a suffix. Rabbi Kivega has a suffix. Let's say there's a person, the doctor said he has to eat on Yom Kippur, otherwise it's going to be suffix sakana. Everything else he observes. He doesn't wear shoes and he says all the davening. He doesn't know rechitza sicha tashma amita, but achida the doctor says he has to eat. So if the Kriyas HaTorah Shabbat Yom Kippur afternoon by Mincha is b'toras tainus tzibur, so whoever eats on the tainus doesn't get an aliyah by Mincha. But if the Kriyas HaTorah is b'toras Yom Kippur, so he observed everything on Yom Kippur that is mechuyav to observe. Just like Pashta says he can certainly get an aliyah shachris on Yom Kippur, even though he plans to eat in the afternoon, he's going to eat beheter. So should he be allowed to get an aliyah by Mincha as well? So Rabbi Kivega has this suffix. So the Marcheshes writes that Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over there. I don't think he knows it from the Sefer. He used to say other things from the Dvar Avraham also. He didn't know that they were printed in the Sefer. He spoke to him. He spoke to him Baal Peh. So the Marcheshes says that it should depend on the Machlekes, the Mechaba, the Ramah. When you finish the Brichas Haftorah, after the Haftorah, on Mincha of Yom Kippur, do you end off Magen David, like on a tiny Tzibur, or do you add the last Baruch Allah Torah ve'ala Avoyla v'Yom HaKippurim Hazeh? So if it's a Kriyas HaTorah b'Toras Yom Kippur, they should say Mekadosh Yisrael Melech HaKadosh Mekadosh Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim. But if it's a Kriya b'Toras Tainus Tzibur, so you end off Magen David. So those are two minhagim, the Mechaber and the Ramo. So it should depend on that machlok. So in the middle of that tshuva, where he writes that Rabbi Kivega's suffix should depend on that machlok, is the Mechaber and the Ramo, he writes that he was once not feeling well on Tisha B'Av and he had to eat, and he was careful to eat pachas pachas mikishir, in order that he should have a kiyum atonis. So it's a chiddush that he's assuming if you only violate a chatzi shir, you haven't violated the tanis. Sounds like he can say aneinu. You still have the kiyum atonis. Interesting. The pashtus is you should have been allowed to eat, period. You know, on Yom Kippur, there's an inyan of eating pachas pachas mikishir. On the time of Siva, there's also an inyan. The pashtus says even on Tisha B'Av. Kodesh Hashem is hakana is allowed to eat. So if he doesn't feel well, there's no gzeres tanis, so he's allowed to eat, period. You should eat normal. On Yom Kippur, you're dealing with a real Issa deraisa, so the only hat is a Kodesh Yesh b'sakana. So then we say, Machila Mosa Pachas Pachas Min Kishir. But on a Tainis Terabonim, whenever someone is a Kodesh Yesh b'sakana, the correlate goes with Tainis. There's no gzeres at Tainis at all.
Does this follow what I mentioned earlier about someone who is not a Kodesh Yesh b'sakana?
Pashtus is like that, yeah. Says there is no kiyum. There is no pashtus. He had to eat on Tisha B'Av. He's at least a chodesh shein b'sakana. He wasn't feeling well, so he eat regular meal. So why? He was machna. He says he writes that he was makbet to eat pachas pachas nikashir. Yeah.
It's a little bit. If you violated the chatzi shir of shum yisur klali, but who says he ate? He violated the.
No, if Chatzishir was only Nisa Klali, so he didn't violate anything from the Tonis. But if Chatzishir is a Nisa Prati, each by Chazer, it's a Chatzishir of Chazer, by Chelev, and Chatzishir of Chelev, then he violated Chatzishir Isa of the Tonis. So there's room to say you shouldn't say Anenu. That was Rav Soloveitchik's nafkemina, whether it's an Issa Klole and Issa Prati.
So how do we pass him?
The Dayan in Vilna says that he ate pachas pachas because he had not to lose the tannis. So he assumes that Yavi came tannis.
So
he was a Paisik Mefursan.
Mishtami,
you can. Somehow that you say aneinu even if you are eating. Even if you are eating, you say aneinu. Gemara has Midirabonon. Minatora you only mechuyev to duchim once a day, every day, when called on. When you don't call upon, you're not mechuyev to duchim. Rabbanan, you have to duchim by shachris and by musaf. What about by mincha? The Gemara says they never made a takona de Rabbanan that you should have to duchim by mincha also because of shikris, because maybe he had some wine, and the shikris is not allowed to duchim. Shain. What if it's mincha and a time to sleep when everybody's fasting? So then there's no chashash shikris, mincha and yom kippur, everybody's fasting. That's a machlekes atanoim. So the Gemara says we paskin that it's a loy plug rabbam. Since every other mincha is a hashash shikris, even on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av and on all the other tanaisim, everybody's fasting anyway. So it's a loy plug rabbam, and they shouldn't duchen by mincha. So then the Gemara adds on the ha'idna, and bizman hazeh. When is ha'idna? Ha'idna means as we're going to press, as we're printing, as we're writing. The Talmud Babli, and they're not writing, it's probably written later, okay, as we're consolidating, as we're formulating the text of the Talmud Babli, the Ha'idna, that our practice in Babel is that we do Duchen, Timincha, and Tanisim, what is that all about? So the Gemara says that Ne'ila, for sure you can Duchen, Ne'ila and Yom Kippur, why? Because Ne'ila is not really a Yom Kippur Digedin, Ne'ila is a Tainis Din. So whenever there was a Taina Siva, they used to dab in the Ilah. We only have any Taina Siva, B'Bavah Chutz, Mitisha B'Av, Yom Kippurim. So we only have two Taina Siva. We have a Taina Siva, when we get to the Chazan saying Aneinu, and we get to Kriya Satur. So the Gaidim say it's not really a Taina Siva. Some Gedalia is Nishkan Taina Siva. How come the Chazan says Aneinu, Bracha B'Fneas, how can you have Kriya Satur? So the Gaidim gives some kind of an explanation. You don't need that. But in order to say Ne'ilah, has to be a Taina Siva. So the only Taina Siva we're left with is Yom Kippur, so we say Ne'ilah. Tisha B'Av is also a Taina Siva. So the Rishonim said the reason why we don't say Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av, even though it is a Taina Siva, is because the whole idea of Ne'ilah is Ribui Tfilah. that if you repeat the same bakasha many times over and over and over again, you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered. And the Gemara quotes the Rishonim, the end of Tanis quote, Davos HaKos Batar, Vishad Mavim, Shildash Baksuim, it appears in Tanakh. Kam Kisabit Tfilo in Enu Shameh, Edechem Domim Aleu, the Novi Yeshaya says, in the first parak, in Chazon, and after Chazon, Kam Kisabit Tfilo. And then the Baruch Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, don't keep on davening. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that if you keep on davening, asking the same thing over and over and over again, stand a better chance of having your prayers answered. Baruch Hashem said, don't do ribit tefillah. So the whole idea of Neila is, you do a tosefes tefillah. You ask the Baruch Hashem to take care of the tzara. Another time, you ask another time. So on Tisha B'Av, one of the major themes of the day is, the pasuk in Eicha, Gam Kezak HaShaveh, I saw some tefillosi, that the tefillahs are not accepted the way they used to be because we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. We have a minute to leave out the line Tiskabel and the Kaddish Tiskabel because the prayers are not accepted the way they used to be. As the Gemara we spoke about before, Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that the Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash ninalu shari tefillah. And even though shari tefillah were ninalu, shari demois were lo ninalu. It's a higher level of tefillah. So because Tisha B'Av is the day on which we know that tefillahs are not so accepted, it doesn't make sense to say Ne'ilo on Tisha B'Av. So we're left with Ne'ilo only on Yom Kippur. But it's not really a Tfilos Yom Kippur. It's a Tfilos Atonis. Again, what he said, well, how can you?
Kippur
be Yom Kippur, not Tainus.
I thought maybe
he
said just Shabbos or
Tainus. Right, so that's a Shiloh. Maybe Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. There's no Heter Ochonefesh. So is the Kriya Satorah on, that's Rebbe Kivager's Tshuva. The real question is the Kriya Satorah on Yom Kippur to Mincha B'Torah's Shabbos? Or is it B'Torah's Tainus?
Well, it would be B'Torah's Shabbos because Shabbos Shabbos on
the Yeah, that has the same Dina Meshach. The Rambam writes when you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, Yom Kippur is Friday or Sunday. So he writes that the last page in Hilchos Eruvim, he writes Yeroeli that it has a din of Kedusha Achatz because it's mamish the same as Shabbos, same din as Shabbos. So the Gemara says that in Atur the Kohanim are only mechuyev to duchen once a day, and the Rabbanim have to duchen when called upon a few times a day, Shachris and Musaf, and Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is Tfilas Atainas. But Mincha not, because Mincha is not unique to a Tainus Tiva. Mincha daven every day. So they made a wee pasuk like the Tana that they made a loy plug rabbanon that since on a normal day there's a chashash shikra, so you're not allowed to duchen by Mincha. So you don't even duchen on Yom Kippur on a Tainus Tiva, you don't duchen to Mincha. So then the Gemara says, "Vehoidna b'zman hazeh," that we chose to daven Mincha so late in the day, right before the Shkia. So by us, the Mincha on a Tainus Tiva is similar to Ne'ila. And Ne'ilah you do duchen, because Ne'ilah is uniquely a tainus, a tefillah a tainus. So that's why b'zman hazeh you can duchen. That's why the b'zman hazeh bubble, the practice was that you duchen to mincha on a tainus tzibur. So that's a question in Eretz Yisrael today, where they duchen every day, and they duchen shachris and musaf, and then Ne'ilah also. So should they duchen by mincha on a tainus tzibur? They're going to have mincha 1:30 in the afternoon. It's earlier than usual. Usually we daven at 2:30 mincha, and today we're going to daven on a time. Say we always daven early at 1:30. We daven earlier. We don't do the minhag that the Gemara has. So the pashtus is that the whole reason that the Gemara gave that ho'idna b'zman chasimas atamer in the days of Ravina Ravashi, the reason why they used to duchen to mincha is because they used to daven mincha so late, so it was domed to tefilas ne'ilo. So that reason doesn't apply today. So I think most assume that you don't duchen to mincha if you're going to daven mincha early on Tisha B'Av or on Eretz Yisrael. Going to duchen today. Going to daven mincha early today. And they quote from the Chazanish, he said no. Once the Gemara says ho'idno, our practice is on a time of Sibu, we duchen to mincha. Even though the reason the Gemara gives doesn't apply, b'zman hazeh. He said once they made they changed the takana shay. So now you do duchen to mincha on a time of Sibu, even though you're davening earlier than normally. I think most assume, most don't follow the Chazanish. Most assume not. So it's the reason the takana only applies when the reason applies.
If we
daven
earlier, would you say
the Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu? Yeah, you still say Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu because in Molo, if a kohen will go up to Duchen, we'll let him Duchen. We don't tell him to go down. Yeah. I think even on a what about on a regular day? What about on a Taina Siba? Because a Taina Siba is only because of a loy plug. Really, you should. One Tana holds that you do duchen to mincha on a Taina Siba, because the chasha shikras doesn't apply. We don't pass like that Tana. So the Gemara says, but the evidence, malo lo yeri. If a kohen went up, since it's only because of a loy plug, it's not a real din. It's only because of a loy plug, say malo lo yeri. Whenever the chachamim made a din de rabbanon, so whenever the reason doesn't apply, like not to duchen by mincha on a regular day, chasha shikras. So there they made a takana, and the reason applies. But on a tani siba, it's only because of a loy plug. So a loy plug is weaker than a gzeir de rabbanon, where the reason does apply. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if the coin goes up to duchen and mincha on a tani siba, b'diavad im alo lo yerin v'shalom. So that's why we say, okay, okay, the same. Because b'diavad im alo lo yerin. Okay, I'd like to lean at it tomorrow. I'd like to continue in the Gemara if we'll have a quorum, if people will show up. Okay. I'd like to start again with the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Hay on the base. The Gemara talks about Arayis and Shmias Larayis, just to review again, then to go again Islandis. We already did. Arayish, Nias, Arayish, Islandis, Ktana, Bogeris. We'll review this. Then what I'd like to do, Chareshis and Shoito, the Taisus. Klein Yeshua has a lot to say on this Taisus. It's a major Taisus. The bottom Taisus, Lamed Vov, and Menalaf, Chareshis. Then the Gemara on our base. Okay, then you want on our base with whether the Shvi is Bigdushosakoi. How do you read the Gemara? Is it that the Gemara is questioning maybe Shvi is Materis Lekain? Maybe I do the whole Materis Lekain? No, the Gemara is only talking about other issues. How do you read the Gemara? Okay, then Yeshua has a discussion of that too. Okay.